Time now for a special edition of news during the noon hour prior to Fairfield Mules basketball from Lawrenceville. The news brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center, downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather, a 70% chance of showers, the high 52. Rain likely tonight, the low 45. Sunny tomorrow, the high 60 for Sunday. Scattered showers, the high 62, the low 28. On Monday, partly cloudy, the high up to 35, but the low will be down to 20 degrees. And on Tuesday, mostly sunny, the high 35 with a low of 22. I'm Mike Dreith reporting the news. The Kiwanis Club Christmas Parade, scheduled for Saturday, December 1st in Fairfield, and Phyllis Hilliard, Kiwanis Club member, says floats in the parade have lights on them so that onlookers can see them clearly. She also said that the theme of the parade, Christmas stories, is fairly open-ended, so entrants should have no shortage of ideas for their floats.
Pick any Christmas story that you remember. It can be from the Bible. It can be from a storybook. It can be a Christmas story that Grandpa told you. So it's a very open-ended theme.
Around 50 entries have been submitted thus far, and the deadline to return entry forms was Wednesday. However, Pam Robbins, appearing on the Community Connection program, says there's still a way to get afloat in the parade.
If you just absolutely positively forgot, you could contact Phyllis Hilliard at 618-599-0780.
The backup date for the parade in case of inclement weather is December the 8th. The first night of the Fairfield Festival of Lights will begin immediately following the parade in Leo French Park. It will run from 5 to 8 p.m. each Saturday before Christmas. More news in a moment.
At Hamilton Memorial Family Clinics, your family's care team is close to home. But it's not just about convenience. It's compassionate, quality care. From routine care, vaccines, and DOT physicals, to acute needs like disease management, x-ray, and lab work. Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics in Carmine and McLeansboro have you covered. Plus, same-day appointments are available and a Carmine walk-in clinic on Saturdays for those unexpected illnesses. With 6 providers and 8 specialty care clinics, maybe it's time to take another look at Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics.
Your grocer is an extension of your own family values, or at least it should be. And that's why Little Giant takes such pride in offering quality goods, products they serve their own families, including an in-house meat department offering the best cuts sliced in store. Plus, the Giant prides itself on affordable prices, the lowest in the tri-state. So give Little Giant Grocery a try today. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Where the Giant stands high in the sky, Little Giant Grocery, Carmine.
Good afternoon. This is a newscast prior to the Fairfield Mules basketball game in Lawrenceville. In other news, volunteers for Progressive Fairfield will hold a special events night on Saturday, December 15th from 5 to 8 p.m. Fairfield National Bank will be the host for the evening. Santa and Mrs. Claus will be in their house to greet and hear wishes from children. The house is located at Leo French Park, just west of the public pool. Parking will be available in the center of the road where spaces are marked. Dwayne and Sheila Walker of Walker Farms will be set up at the service entrance with Luther the Donkey, and children will again be able to enjoy the telling of the legend of the donkey. In addition, Cub Scouts Pack 178 will sell hot chocolate at the event, and the Cumberland Presbyterian and Lebanon North CP churches will have a live nativity at the entrance of the park. Jesus Named United Pentecostal Church will be caroling at the nativity site from 6 until 6:30. News time right now, 12:07. Frontier Community College will hold their annual Breakfast with Santa for the community and the kids on Saturday, December 1st. The morning event, which is sponsored by the Student Senate at FCC, will be held at Bob Boyle's Hall, and parents can choose to attend either of the following time slots, either between 9 and 10:15 or between 10:30 and 11:45. Breakfast with Santa will feature a hot breakfast, crafts, and a picture with Santa Claus. The photo backdrop will be created by Black's Fashion Flowers. Children ages 2 to 8 are invited to attend, and the cost is $10 per child. To reserve a seat, you can call Frontier Community College at 618-842-3711. Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan has released her 11th annual Safe Shopping Guide, highlighting hazardous toys, children's products, and household items that have been recalled over the last year to help Illinois families ensure a safe holiday shopping season. The guide includes detailed descriptions and photographs of children's products recalled in the last year, from popular children's toys and games that pose choking hazards to children's furniture and playsets that pose entrapment or falling risks. Since January, there have been 41 recalls of children's products by the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. This year, some of the products that parents should watch out for include children's sleepwear, clothing, and bracelets that can be flammable or present lacerations or choking hazards, as well as high chairs that pose fall hazards, and several toys and water bottles that contain lead paint. Consumers can view and download the 2018 Safe Shopping Guide at illinoisattorneygeneral.gov. For more information about product recalls, you can contact Madigan's recall hotline at 888-414-7678. The IRS has some good news for farmers and ranchers. Changes in the tax code from the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act have created new ways for farmers and ranchers to save when calculating their taxes next year, says IRS agent Michael Devine.
Farmers and ranchers are going to find out that the tax law changes from the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act are actually going to be very beneficial to them. Things like net operating losses under the old law, those could only be carried forward for 20 years. Now they can be carried forward indefinitely. And there's some limits on the deductions for that, but they used to only be able to carry back 2 years for deductions for farming and ranching, and under the prior law, that could be carried back for 5 years. So that's a change. Most of the folks that are farming or ranching, you've got really good accountants and really good tax professionals. You've probably already talked to them, and you know this, but for everybody else, the law is actually helping. And qualified business income deductions, people that itemize know all about deductions, but for years starting in 2018, taxpayers other than corporations are entitled to a deduction of up to 20% of their qualified business income from that trade or business. That's really big. And there's other deductions that can be taken in addition to standard or itemized deductions for these businesses.
Farmers and ranchers seeking more information on how they can benefit from changes to the tax code can go to irs.gov or contact their accounting professionals for more information. The Allendale Firefighters Club recently donated 7 new basketballs to the Allendale Community Consolidated School District 17. The Allendale School graciously allows firefighters to use the school gymnasium for the occasional pickup basketball game as a way to exercise, unwind, and enjoy fellowship. As a token of their appreciation, the Firefighters Club donated the basketballs to the school. The fall harvest is wrapping up in Illinois, and we hear in this week's crop report that temperatures were about 12 degrees below normal. This past week, only about 3 days were suitable for field work. Corn harvesting is complete and other crops are just about done, says statistician Mark Schluchner.
The Illinois soybean crop is now 96% harvested, up 2 points from 1 week ago, and slightly behind the five-year average of 99%. Wheat planting moved forward by 5 points and reached 95% complete, compared to 99% 1 year ago and 98% normally.
63% of the sorghum has been harvested. Average statewide topsoil moisture is rated at 4% short, 70% adequate, and 26% surplus. The Chief Justice of the Illinois Supreme Court, Lloyd Carmire, has appointed 4th Judicial Circuit Associate Judge Erica Sanders to the Supreme Court Committee on Juvenile Courts. The Supreme Court Committee on Juvenile Courts is tasked with reviewing and making recommendations on matters affecting juvenile law and juvenile courts, including child protection and delinquency systems. The committee will review, analyze, and examine the impact of legislation and case law as it relates to juvenile law and procedures and any aspect of juvenile court process. Sanders handles the weekly juvenile docket in Marion County Circuit Court and has been instrumental in the formation of programs in the Centralia City Schools and Centralia High School to help students having difficulty. Sanders' appointment is until December the 31st of 2021. WFIW News Time right now, 12:14. Area deaths next.
Come to Ubinger's Furniture Company's Ultimate Black Friday Sale. Discounts are huge. How about a reclining sofa and love seat set for only $13.29? Recliners start at just $2.99. A twin mattress is only $1.99.
Hey, Mark, you there? Oh, hey, Jeff. How much more time is there to go in the game? All right, thank you. All right, Mike's going to do the obits and we'll wrap it up. He's only got 2 obits.
Please call John or Julie at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home for an appointment at 618-673-2131.
Taking a look at area deaths, 78-year-old Grayville resident Peggy L. Hamilton died Wednesday at her home. She was a member of the Cornerstone Fellowship Church in Grayville. Peggy Hamilton survived by a son, Kent Hamilton, of Mount Vernon, Indiana. Daughters Ginger Davis of Grayville, Vavette Pritchard of Bluff City, Tennessee, brothers Jim Funkhauser, Bobby Joe Funkhauser, Steve Funkhauser, and Randy Funkhauser, all of Grayville. Sisters Shirley McComas and Floetta Merritt, both of Grayville, Patsy Ragsdale of Oakville, and Sally Bosecker of, as well as Connie Spruill, both of Grayville, 7 grandchildren and 2 great-grandchildren. Visitation and the funeral for Peggy Hamilton will be on Sunday at the Cook Funeral Home in Grayville. Visitation at 1 o'clock and the funeral is at 3 p.m. that day. Burial will be at a later date in Oak Grove Cemetery in Grayville. 96-year-old Mount Vernon resident Veda Pauline Gross died on Tuesday at her home in Mount Vernon, Illinois. She was a homemaker and a member of the Providence Community Church in Opdyke. Veda Gross survived by 3 daughters, as well as 10 grandchildren and 12 great-grandchildren, as well as 4 great-great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Veda Gross will be held on Sunday at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro. That'll be at 1 o'clock. Visitation will be held Sunday from 11 o'clock until the time of the service at the funeral home. She will be laid to rest in the Hickory Hill Cemetery near Broughton. In lieu of flowers, the memorial donations may be made to the Hickory Hill Cemetery Fund and will be accepted at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro, which is in charge of the arrangements. Obituaries are updated on a regular basis on WFIW Radio at WFIWradio.com. Let's take a look at the weather for a moment. This has been a special edition of the news. Right now, our news time is 12:17 ahead of Fairfield Mules basketball coming to you from Lawrenceville. And let's take a look at the weather. Our forecast today, a 70% chance of showers, the high 52. For tonight, rain will be likely, the low 45. Tomorrow, sunny, the high 60. Taking a look at the extended forecast, scattered showers on Sunday, the high 62 with the low 28. Partly cloudy on Sunday, the high 35. And on Tuesday, mostly sunny, the high once again only getting up to 35 degrees. Our current conditions right now, 50 degrees in Fairfield on the east side of town. Winds coming from the south-southeast at 11 miles per hour, and our humidity is 68%. It feels like it's 45 degrees. At 12:18, I'm Mike Dreith reporting WFIW News.